Want to understand why some candidates get elected and some don't? The days of whistle stops and kissing babies are far behind us.
I don't think American elections should be bankrolled by America's most powerful interests, or worse, by foreign entities.
We all know the Citizens United case will have a big effect on political campaigns.
And we're heading into the first election since the Supreme Court decision, so how's this game played with all this new money?
Hey, this ain't Monopoly, baby. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, October 1st.
The beginning of the month, and no Monopoly money in politics these days. We're going to talk about that in a moment.
It's
but first,
money.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. A NATO fuel convoy was torched this morning in Pakistan, a day after Pakistan closed a major border crossing into Afghanistan. The 27 tankers were parked at a terminal after being turned back at the border. Joining us now from Pakistan is the BBC's Aleem Maqbool. Do the Pakistanis have the capability of shutting down the Afghan operation? 80% of NATO supplies go through that particular border crossing.
I mean, that is true. There are other options that the coalition forces can explore if they want to get supplies into Afghanistan, but they're much more difficult through Russia, through Central Asia. Of course, Iran is no option for getting supplies into Afghanistan, but it is the easiest route in, and so it would provide a great inconvenience if Pakistan continued to block supplies getting into Afghanistan as it is doing, and also if there is a huge security problem with the supply route in. But the feeling is that perhaps the Pakistani government stance, and they have closed the Khyber Pass, this is the main entrance
right
into Afghanistan for all these supplies. The feeling is that's almost something they had to do to make a stand. I mean, in reality, Pakistan gets a lot of support from the United States, financial, military support as well, and it won't want to jeopardize that relationship. But the key is that the government here has to show its public that it's not being weak.
All right, the BBC's Aleem Maqbool with a suspicion there that even though the Pakistanis are angry about drone strikes, they're going to be the first to blink in this little bit of brinkmanship at the border. Thanks for joining us.
Ecuador is under a state of siege this morning. Last night, soldiers firing automatic weapons and concussion grenades rescued President Rafael Correa from a hospital where he was trapped for most of the day. Earlier, a mutiny by the country's police plunged the nation into chaos in a protest over benefit cuts. When President Correa tried to meet with rebelling officers, he was roughed up and tear-gassed. During the 12-hour standoff at the hospital, Correa's supporters clashed with insurgent cops. This morning, the military is in charge of public order, and the president is calling the nationwide uprising an attempt to overthrow the government.
White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel expected to resign this morning to run for mayor of Chicago. It's been Washington's worst-kept secret that Emanuel was eyeing that job after Richard Daley decided not to run for re-election. And the much-maligned $700 billion TARP bailout expires over the weekend. The New York Times is reporting the government lifeline to banks, insurance, and auto companies may ultimately cost less than previously thought. Checking the markets, Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,788, slipping down below 11,000 as the days go on. The S&P opens at 1,141 and the NASDAQ at 2,368.
Well, this morning, our friend Stephen Dubner and filmmaker Morgan Spurlock join us to talk about their new movie.
Freakonomics.
We're also going to talk about the film and you. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg is getting his own movie by age of 26. We've talked about this. We're going to get a review of the film. It's opening up. But we also want to hear what kind of movies would you be making if they were about our takeaway listeners at age 26. You've been calling in with lots of great stories. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And movie trivia question. Name the 2003 Oscar-nominated film about a then-living cultural icon who is definitely not a billionaire. Head to our Facebook page to give us your best guess.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.